people respond to deadlines. And so the final deadline to sign up is March 31st. And I think we'll see it pick up even more as we get closer to March 31st. But the website, newyorkstateofhealth.ny.gov, is working well and people are signing up. And it's an exciting opportunity. There's nearly 2.4 million New Yorkers who are uninsured. So a lot of people stand to benefit from the new affordable, high-quality options available on the website.
There has been some concern from what I've heard about the deductibles. Some of these plans are affordable, but they carry a big deductible. Are you hearing concerns about that?
Well, that's why it's so important for people to really explore their options. And you can do that on the website, or you can find the state is supporting a lot of organizations out in the community. They're called navigators that help people explore their options. And people need to look and see. You may choose to have a lower monthly premium, but you may have a higher deductible. And people need to really figure out what works best for them. For some families, it might be, you know, in my case, I want to make sure my son's pediatrician is in network. For other people, the most important thing may be ensuring that a certain prescription drug they're taking is covered. So we know that choosing health insurance can be daunting, and so that's why people really need to explore their options. Now, in the past, if you worked at a big company, you might have had an HR department that helped you compare your plans. But if you were an individual shopping, it was hard to compare plans apples to apples. And now what's nice under the New York State of Health marketplace is you can go on and you can compare those plans and decide what works best for you and your family.
Some of the pundits have said for this program to work, young people have to sign up. But as we know, young people, many of whom are coming out of college with heavy debt, they're just trying to find a job. They're maybe still living with their parents, sharing an apartment with their friends. How do they put money aside for this?
Well, the good news is that for the first time, financial help is available to help pay for the cost of health insurance. So for some people, they may actually pay nothing for their health insurance if their income is below a certain level. For individuals earning up to about $45,000 a year, and for a family of four earning up to about $94,000 a year, there's financial help, subsidies from the federal government to help cover the cost of health insurance. So we know that in the past, cost has been a real barrier to people getting health insurance, but now there is financial help available. And so we're encouraging people to check out these options. And health insurance can give people peace of mind knowing that they're getting the care they need without facing huge medical bills if they get sick or injured.
You've mentioned the navigators. Who are these people and how do you contact them?
So these are often community-based organizations that can help people navigate their options. And the state is funding organizations across New York. And so a couple ways to access them. One, you can go on the website, newyorkstateofhealth.ny.gov, or you can call a toll-free number, 1-800-662-1220. And you can give them your zip code, and they'll tell you what organizations in your community are providing help. And some of the places you can actually go and see them in person, or you can call them on the phone, and they can really help you think through, as I said, those options about whether you have a particular doctor or hospital you want to make sure you have access to, or there's a particular prescription drug that is important to you to be covered. As I said, it can be daunting, but they're there to help you. Now you have these options, and you can, for the first time ever, you can compare these plans apples to apples and see what works best for you.
Some people have enrolled in private plans, others in Medicaid. Who goes to Medicaid? Who's eligible for Medicaid, and who has to go to the private plans? How do you break that down?
Well, it depends on your income level. And what's nice is that if you go to the website or call the 1-800 number, they'll help you figure it out. You don't need to worry about what am I eligible for. The system, there's basically a no wrong door approach, meaning you come and they'll help you figure out what you're eligible for. So you don't need to worry about that. They'll help you figure out based on your income and your family size.
The deadline is now March 31st. What happens after that deadline if people procrastinated or just didn't get signed up for one reason or another?
Well, we're in what's called an open enrollment period, and so you have until March 31st to sign up. If you don't sign up by then, you won't be able to sign up in 2014. The next open enrollment period is at the end of the year for 2015. So that's why we're trying to get the word out now, sign up now. But we're hoping people won't wait till March 31st because these new plans cover important benefits like doctor's visits, hospitalizations, prescription drugs, and preventive care is covered at no additional cost. So the sooner you sign up, the sooner you can access these benefits.
Does this have to be done by computer? What are some of the other options to sign up?
It doesn't. It doesn't. So if you don't have access to a computer, you can call the 1-800 number, and I'll give that again so people have it, 1-800-662-1220. Or you can always go to your library and sign up, through a computer online there. But you can always call, and as I said, if you don't want to sign up on the phone, they can refer you to an organization based in your community if you want to go do it in person.